We're at the top of the hour, the second hour of the show. We're joined by a very special guest from local here in Asheville, a local Ashevillian. We first want to give a shout out to all the listeners out there. And of course, check out Starcy Energy Radio for the latest news and updates. Check out our Twitter feed and also the website. We're always having new articles posted. We have an awesome website being rolled out in the next week or so. We also have StarCTV.com being a new facelift. That'll be up on Monday or Tuesday. Check that out. And, of course, a shout-out to my newsletter, Builder.com. Mention me or the show. You get 10% discount on all their services. That's my newsletter, Builder.com. We use them for our newsletters. Those guys are awesome, amazing. They're also local here, so keep it local, Asheville. With that, Wolfgang, again, to just give a brief description bio, you're a energy healer, have been in the healing modality metaphysical world for 30, 40 years now. Wolfgang, you originally have come over from the European area, correct?
Yes, I brought up in Germany, studied philosophy and fine art. I lived 6 years in India, studied yoga. I lived in spiritual community for another 6 years, hanging out with Taoists, Native Americans, did a lot of sweat lodging, did fire walks, breath work, like rebirthing, Sufi, Kundalini yoga, taught Kundalini yoga for a couple of years, and then, of course, I went to a lot of general mental shows and metaphysical shows to sell my wife's wands, and I give a lot of demonstrations. And, of course, I checked out everything that's out there. You know, whenever there's something out there, some new teaching, some new gadget, I go check it out and see how it works. You know, I see spiritual work, you should never close your mind. You should always be open. And because not every healing modality, works for everybody, you have to, just get the right next step for another person. You know, you cannot get everybody into a higher consciousness, for instance,
Absolutely. And what you said was so important. You sort of chuckled because you tried all those different healing modalities, Sufism and this and that. And that's the beauty of it, because all of it really ties back to energy and healing. And it doesn't matter what modality you try. That's why people try all different ones, because it's all good stuff. It's all things that, that we can learn and experience. So it's really good to try different things. We always say in the show, do your own research, try different things and have your own experience, because that's when the real magic begins.
It's like cooking, learn Chinese cooking is good, and Indian cooking is fantastic too. Oh, Mexican cooking is fantastic. So the more cooking styles the more, you can take the best from everything, and, you have a much wider cooking experience, and, it's a much better experience. And so, same with spiritual traditions. If you're discriminating and open-minded, the more you experience, of course. It's not about dogmatism, to believe is just to believe in the experience of others. I'm completely into experiencing yourself. Once you experience something yourself, once you feel the energy of a crystal or feel the presence of an angel or feel the presence of a ghost or whatever experience you have, you have faith. you don't have to believe in anybody else, and that is really important. I think religions have been used for thousands of years to control people. Just like politicians try to control people, and it is time for people to take their power back and, have down-to-earth practical experiences.
Absolutely. Wolfgang, hang on one sec. We'll take another quick commercial break. Here's some more DJ Michael Scalar. We'll be right back with Wolfgang.
And I
it's here, Ormus Water.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
Seed Radio, we're joined by Wolfgang, a local Asheville, talking about ascension and wands and crystals and all sorts of amazing things to look into and try out and experience for yourself, because it's all good, it's all love, and it's all amazing. Wolfgang, talk about some of the experiences you've had over the years. You've been in metaphysics for over 70, since the 70s. I mean, that's a long time to be dealing with these energies. Talk about some of the experiences you personally had over the years, some of the listeners out there.
Well, in Sri Lanka, I once, you know, they have a temple in Kandy, and you know, where the tooth of Buddha is there, and you know, people just waiting in line, and you know, the door was actually closed, and I just kneeled down there, and suddenly I'm just gone. You know, I just felt bliss and light, love coming over me, and I don't know how long I was there, you know, and I opened my eyes and like 40 people look at me and smile. I had many times where there was just about a car accident, and I stepped out of time and did things, did driving maneuvers I never trained for, and, you know, basically was handling in a supernatural way. And just, you know, evaded catastrophe. Of course, many people have had those type of experiences. And I have seen, like, heavens open and hearing angelic choirs in Madras. That was just an awesome experience. And, I smell the roses when Mother Mary is there, you know, just getting showered by the love of angels. It is just wonderful. and what other things. I would say my life is just full of supernatural experiences.
It sounds it, and some of the listeners out there, you know, may only experience this in their own setting, whether it's a church or something like that. But, you know, the angels are everywhere, whether in their church or a temple or whatever your path of religion is. If it's about enlightenment and doing good and being a sustainable world citizen and, you know, giving back, then it's all good what your belief system is, because you hold that vibration. And you can experience this stuff in all different ways, you know.
They love to help. Those angels just love to help, but they cannot mess with free will with humans. So we have to ask them, please do this, please do that. And then they will do it as long as it is for the highest good and divine harmony with the most benevolent outcomes. So, you know, if there's a car accident, you know, you drive by, you know, you say, okay, please volunteer angels, please help everybody involved here, remove the trauma, and to make sure everything happens for the highest good and divine harmony with the most benevolent outcomes. There's a kid crying, you know, send some angels. There is a fight somewhere, send some angels, you know, to straighten this out. You know, you can go around blessing people, just telling angels, please do this, please do that, please help me with my test, help me in my relationship with my wife or with my loved one, help me to get my act together, you know, whatever. If as long as it is for the positive, they will help you gladly, and they will help you, you know, heal yourself or get knowledge. And, of course, sometimes, you know, there are certain lessons that we have to learn about ourselves, and they will not help in those things. But then you can ask, you know, please show me what it is, or bring somebody, you know, to me that can help me. I had clients when I was working in Tucson come to me and said, yeah, a psychic in France told me to come and visit you. So these are angels that arrange those things. And they're extremely powerful, and they are very, very loving, and there are plenty of those, so do not feel shy to ask them for help. You know, they'll love it. You know, that is just what they're for. And any more questions about angels or anything else?
Well, when you talk about, you know, angels, and some of the listeners may be like, oh, that's crazy or whatever, what are some ways to, you could easily, like, try to communicate with an angel? What would you suggest for someone to do?
Well, first of all, you know, when you meditate or when you're in a peaceful state of mind, let's say very relaxed, just, you know, for kicks and education, you know, just ask some angels to make themselves known to you. So that, you know, you can feel them. And then just observe, you know, maybe, you know, suddenly, you know, things become brighter around you, or you start to get a tingling, you know, all over, or maybe you become more peaceful, or you feel lighter, you know, some kind of a subtle sensation. It is not a very obvious sensation, but a subtle sensation will start happening about 2-3 seconds after you invoke the presence of an angel. And then, you know, let's say when you're upset, you know, then give them something to work on. You know, when you're upset, ask them, please calm me down or help me to calm down, and see how long it takes, you know, to calm down, you know. Or, you know, there's a child crying, you know, ask the angel, please, you know, help this child, you know, to get balanced right now. And see how long it takes. Or you're looking for a parking place. Ask the angels, please let me find a parking place. And so by just empiric experience, you know, you get a good idea, you know, after doing this for a week or a couple of weeks, you know, how they affect and, you know, what they do and what they do not do and how long it takes. Let's say if you have a bad knee, you know, ask the angels, you know, several times a day to help you with your bad knee. And you will see.
it's amazing, because so easily said, but yet it does take practice. It does take quieting the mind. It does take being in the right time, the right place to do these types of things, because you have to be to absorb and feel this type of energy and consciousness. Like when you see an angel, have an experience, an angel, that's a very big, traumatic, but in a good way experience. Like, it's an overwhelming experience. And, you know, people need to be in the right mind and, you know, place to experience something like that.
Most people don't see angels. Most people can feel angels. Now, that's kind of where I step in. Let's say when I have a client over Skype or in person, I do some energy work with them. I can project energy onto them. And first of all, they get an experience of energy. You know, that's most people don't even know what that is.
Huh.
Right? I mean, you know, once, you know, there was a blind person in a store, and, you know, I had held my hand over his hand and then asked him, can you feel this? And they said, oh, yeah, I can feel this. This is a tingling. Then I asked him, you know, would you like to feel colors? And he said, yeah. So I had, like, red packing paper there and blue packing paper. So I you know, held his hand over the red packing paper. I can see this is red. Can you feel this? And then I used the blue one. This is blue. Can you feel the difference? You know, and I went back and forth, and within 2 minutes, he could feel the difference, you know, of the emanation from red to blue paper. So it's just, you know, in baby steps, you can show somebody really fast how to feel the presence of an angel. You know, it just takes somebody that knows it. You know, it's just, you know, figuring out what's a good wine. You know, if you have somebody that knows about wine and can you taste the difference here and there, you know, and then you go, oh, yeah. You know, and basically, you know, verifying for somebody, look, this is an angel right now that I called. Or this is energy from a crystal right now, you know. And personally, I can feel what other people are feeling. So, you know, when they're suddenly, you know, their crown chakra opens, you know, I can ask them, do you feel that tingling on top of your head? And they go, yeah. I say, well, this is your crown chakra opening, you know. And now let's call some angels to clear that crown chakra out. And then, you know, it kind of gets brighter up there, and I point it again, you know, do you feel how it's feeling brighter over your head? Yeah, right. You know, and so they get more experienced, you know, their faith, you know, turns into direct experience.
Talking about crystals, that's one of the most, I think, profound ways to have people experience energy, because the energy is so strong now on the planet. Anyone who holds a crystal right now, I think, can feel it. I've had one person, I think, out of hundreds, definitely hundreds of people I've given crystals to over the last couple of years that have felt the energy, and obviously, again, probably because he just wasn't open to it and didn't want to, but any quartz crystal, any crystal right now, you just hold it in your hand or give it to a child. I've had children say it feels like a jumping bean in their hand. Some people could feel it all the way up to their neck or their whole body. They're powerful. And talk about what crystals are. They're a consciousness. They hold information. Dell Computer Chips uses them. Your quartz crystal in your watch. I mean, all this stuff holds information. You know, Dell has done extensive tests on quartz crystals, you know, and that's what they're used for in their quartz crystal information and the microchips, because that's what the information is. It's storage of information. Talk about a little bit about quartz crystals and all crystals. But
well, any gems, you know, that are in a crystalline form, the atoms are lined up in a very precise pattern. You know, it is one of the highest organized matter, you know, that we know in the 3D world. You know, everything else, gas, and amorphous form, you know, the atoms are like all jumbled up. But in crystals, you know, they're all nicely lined up. And there is a certain type of consciousness in there, but that's not really that important initially. But most of them, they work like amplifiers, you know, just like a transistor, you know. You put a small modulated electricity into it, and it makes it stronger. So in the same way the crystal is, you know, if you're just touching a crystal, you know, that's, and you get a buzz from that, that is nothing compared to breathing into a crystal, you know, sending chi or Reiki energy into a crystal, you know, or just basically imagine that you draw energy from the earth into your heart on the inhale, on the exhale, you send it through your arm into the crystal and smile, you know, the loving vibration, you know,
Don't forget to smile.
Right, you know, that just turns...
Okay, hang on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll wrap up with the closing segment, and we'll finish up talking about some important things people could do to help raise their vibration on a daily basis. So hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Michael Scala.
What Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're joined by a very special guest, Wolfgang, who's local to the Asheville area. Shout out to all the Ashevillians out there. Wolfgang, we have about 5 minutes left.
We've been talking about so many different topics, so many different amazing things. What are some things to do on a daily basis to help raise our vibration? What are some tools, carry crystals? Give us, the listeners out there, some examples of some daily techniques they can do to help raise your vibration.
Okay. First of all, you know what I would say, go to my website, Crowns and Wands by Heartsongs, .com. And, you know, I have free videos there that teach you about a lot of topics, you know, stuff you can do by yourself. And now I'm going to just go through some techniques really fast. First of all, you know, try to eat pure food. Stay away from junk food. You know, try to eat as raw as possible, as green as possible. Try to stay away from meat. Drink a lot of green tea. Just, you know, have a quart of green tea every day. You know, mix it with some fruit juice for taste. That's just for your diet. You know, if you, the higher and purer your diet is, you know, the higher your vibration and the more healthy you will become. Then, of course, you know, meditate, and I will find out how to meditate.
Okay, I have to interrupt. I have to admit, live in the air, I'm eating a Klondike bar right now. I'm sorry. I love Klondike bars. I do eat organic. I eat healthy, and I eat protein shakes and spirulina and algae. But I love Klondike bars. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no problem. You know, as long as you don't live on them exclusively. You know,
Wolfgang,
everything,
what
everything
would you do for a Klondike bar?
And okay, so then, you know, meditate if you can. If you're a Christian, you know, ask Jesus Christ to make you a vessel of God's love, to heal your heart and make you a vessel of his love and show you his miracle ways and take away any illusions, you know, any misconceptions that you have about spirituality. So, you know, that you have an open mind and that you function from the heart. In general, try to live from your heart. I mean, you know, if you bump your toe, you know, your awareness will be in that toe. So do not live in your head. You know, try to focus, you know, in your heart, like if you're talking from the heart, not from your head, from the heart. That will change your life tremendously. Ask that the angels or higher divine beings bless your food before you eat. You know, ask for help and guidance for the highest good in divine harmony with the most benevolent outcomes, you know, before every day, before you go out there. I mean, every time I go into the car, I ask for protection and guidance, you know, because you can get hurt so badly, you know, so fast, you know, out in traffic. So, what else? Smile as much as you can, and of course, be in nature as much as you can, and do, you know, your little exercise. You know, one of the best exercises is, of course, deep breathing. You can do this while you're driving your car. You can do breath of fire. You know, you can educate yourself about yogic breathing, and do hatha yoga, stretch yourself, and do kundalini yoga. If you do hatha yoga, you know, jack it up a couple of notches. And if you do those things, you know, expand it to working with your chakras, breathing into your chakras, breathing into your heart, opening your root chakra, blowing up your crown chakra. And what else? Give in charity. Forgive. You know, forgive your enemies. Forgive those that you hate. It will pop into your mind. You know, all those old traumas that pop into your mind. And, you know, if you don't know what to do, ask for help. And, you know, somehow or other, through books or other people, you know, the answer will come to you or the answer will just pop into your mind. And one of the most important guidance systems, I think, is the pendulum. It's very easy to use. You know, you can just use a key on a chain and have a chart maybe from 1 to 100%. You know, I have those for free on my website, and I explain it. But basically, instead of just pendulum yes or no questions, you know, you can do percentage question. You, let's say you have food. You say, how good is that for me? That says 60%. You have maybe a different type of apple. How good is that? 80%. So, you know, or medicines or vitamin supplements, you know, or water. You know, you bless it, and then you see how good that is, you know, and or before. You get a lot of good information by using the pendulum intelligently. And you can even find out, you know, if you're a healer, you know, did I do vows of poverty when I was a monk, you know? And if they're yes, you know, then you ask the angels, hey, I don't need this anymore. I have to pay rent, and please remove those. Do I have a trauma from being tortured during the Inquisition? If you are a light worker, most of them, it happened to them in those times. And, you know, there is a yes or no, or it shows you how many percent. Do I have trauma from this or that? Where does that trauma come from? You know, are there any ghosts that are hitchhiking with me right now? Are there any ghosts that are enemies of mine that are trying to screw up my life? Are there any ghosts that are ex-lovers of mine that are screwing up my life because they don't like my wife or they don't like my partner? Are there any ghosts from my own parallel selves or past lives that are trying to live their life through me and screwing up the incarnation that I came to do here in this life, the work I wanted to do here? What is the purpose in my life? You know, am I supposed to be a healer? Am I supposed to take care of my children? You know, what is the better job, this or that? There are so many ways you can get guidance.
Absolutely. And Wolfgang, I hate to cut you off, but we have to go. Thank you so much for coming on the show and all the amazing stuff to talk about. People out there, check it out. Wolfgang, check out his website. Thank you so much, Wolfgang. Have a great evening. Thank you for coming on the air.
You too. Good work, Jonah. Good work.
Thank you. Thank you for all your service as well, Wolfgang. We'll be right back.
You're listening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken, the time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
Listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again for coming on the air as always and for your service work, Wolfgang. And check out his website again. And just to give that out one more time, that's Crowns and Wands by Heartsongs.com. Now moving on to our next guest, a regular on the show who's always coming back and updating us on the amazing work being done by so many people all over the planet, talking about the CE5 initiation contact groups and all the amazing people that are making such a collective effort to engage in peaceful contact with these highly advanced civilizations that are here to help and aid in many ways. With that, Costa, thank you for coming on the show. How have you been?
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Jonah, for having me on again regularly. I've been great. Just been working with coordinating our worldwide groups and collecting their reports and growing the community.
Absolutely. So many amazing things happened. We had the new movie Sirius came out, and lots of exciting stuff happened in the last couple months. And first, quickly, if you can, Costa, as always, just give a quick breakdown of the organization that you're doing, ETLetsTalk.org, and what you're currently doing and engaged in.
So, certainly, ETLetsTalk.org is a social community where 4,000 people in more than 50 countries are engaging in ET contact, and we coordinate all those people once a month just to get us all together, even though people we'll go ahead and make contact at other times during the month. But we do the coordinated thing once a month and kind of present a united front of really peaceful human beings who want to make a very interactive contact with these ET civilizations that are here to help. So we're a website, we're a social community, a safe, secure place for people to be themselves and to talk about making contact and to learn from each other and to find each other, like on our community map. And we've been doing this kind of work since October 2010.
It's amazing that so many people from around the world have this shared vision and shared interest in doing this. It just goes to show you that it's not just here or not just in Europe that, you know, people are engaged in ETs and UFOs and really want to connect with what's really going on out there, because the research and the proof is unanimously all over the place. If you just look at it, look for the data of the ET civilizations are in existence. They're all over. They've been here. Every indigenous tribe on the planet knew about it. They had the complex star system maps. They had that stuff. It's a fact. It's proof. There's no one that can say it's indisputable, the evidence, anymore. And you can see it all over. So we're past the time of what is and what isn't. The evidence is undisputedly, like we said there, that it is. What are the next steps? And you and your organization are the ones that are pioneering the way to do it. It's make the peaceful contact, because as the more of us do it, the more contact we can have for the masses. And then what does that mean? Like, why should we go out and have contact, Kosik? You know, talk about and explain to the listeners the importance of making contact.
Well, there are a couple reasons and probably many more that I haven't thought of, but one of them is because governments haven't gone far enough to do this. Governments have actually covered up the ET presence, and some of them are kind of coming out of that closet now slowly, but it's not fast enough and it's not deep enough. So as a citizens' movement across the planet, we're doing the work that governments should have done while they were denying the presence. We're actually engaging this presence. We know that it's there. There are many civilizations. And so as a people's movement, we're creating this incredible momentum to engage these civilizations. Now, to speak to the second reason of your question there, why should we do this? What do we expect? What's the step? Well, the step is by engaging with them, we actually co-create a new future for ourselves. Clearly, what human beings have done on this earth, if you just have to look around you and see the environmental destruction, some of the trends towards war, towards poverty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is it possible that other civilizations have gone through these phases and have been able to make it peacefully here in order to try to give us some of their wisdom and even maybe technology if we can cooperate? That's why we're doing that, because this is nothing less than saving our planet, all its life forms, our future here, by successfully engaging peaceful civilizations as peaceful human beings ourselves, to find out what they've learned, to reach some of the technology. People ask me sometimes, well, I believe they're out there, but what does this have to do with my daily life? You know, I've got to pay my bills, educate my children, go to work. And my answer to that is it's got everything to do with your daily life, because take, for example, just the free energy component of what these civilizations can bring to us.
Yes,
if we had... Yeah, if we had a free, pollution-less, infinite source of energy, we wouldn't have to fight wars for oil and such. We wouldn't maybe have to work a 40-hour week. We would have free power forever, clean, for our homes, our cities, our cars, everything. This would just literally remake our civilization and unleash human potential in a creative way, in a positive, more positive way, than what we've seen, as we have been struggling to survive under economic situations that kept us working for the oil, nuclear, et cetera, industries instead. So this is the liberation of humanity we're talking about on many levels, and unleashing the ability to create an unimaginable new civilization of peace and co-creativity with these civilizations. So if that doesn't really get your boat floating, I don't know what is. What is there?
I mean, you know, coming from someone with my background and just my always openness to UFOs and ET since I was a kid, just because I knew what was being taught in school, and it was just indoctrinating. It was just brainwashing. I just totally rejected school from the get-go, and you know, didn't even finish high school. I didn't understand why you know some of those things that were being taught were needed, and they weren't, come to find out later on. So when I hear about people making contact with UFOs and it's happening all over the world, and people are like, that's awesome. That's some of the coolest news I've ever heard. Like, why wouldn't I want to be involved with that? You know what I'm saying? And to the listeners out there, why not? Why not try it? I mean, it's for one, an amazing, enlightening experience to be in the realm, you know, in this 3D realm of an angelic being or enlightened being or a star being. To have that experience is phenomenal in itself, but thinking about just collectively what we could do when you get into the technologies and the free energy that's out there. And it's going to take some galactic stuff to really clean up our environment and stop this crap that's going on, the poisoning of the planet, the chemtrails, the fluorides, all this crap that's going on.
I agree.
You know, it's the collective, and that's what you guys are doing. You're reaching out in your 50 countries, and you're making it happen. Tell us about some of the updates on what has been going on. Do you have some letters? Do you have some reports from some of the groups around the world on their contact experiences?
Yes, we get reports all the time from the groups, and not all of them write in, but those that do have amazing contact, and it's also very varied. It's not just sightings in the sky, but there's contact within people's homes, within their workplaces, and their special favorite sites, as well as their backyards. The ETs find a way, no matter where you are, that is safe for them and for you to make this contact. So having said that, the reports are all over the map in terms of how that contact does occur. We had one group in Denmark, a team, that would have ET spheres that showed up flying over the house and pulsing up and powering up and down. And then there was actually some video taken. So some of this is not just left to people saying, well, this is just your perception or you were dreaming or whatever. People are capturing some of these experiences on video and on night vision camera and being able to pass it around and show to people, and that's really powerful. So in this particular team, we're seeing some of these spheres flying around over the home and in the sky. They captured them on video, and then they were able to send that around. Later on, they were contacted in their dream state by the beings that were behind this, and that's another powerful way that many of us are reached, because that's a time when the physical body is resting and we can be more receptive. So contact may come in a lucid dream, where you see images or get telepathic messages, and actually some healings sometimes that people report. So what I just mentioned was one example of our team there in Denmark. They also had something that's interesting is often those who have been responsible for this cover-up will send military jets, and you'll see this happen a lot as our teams report. They'll see fighter planes chasing an object across the sky that you just know is not a satellite, because why would they bother, scrambling these jets to do that if there really weren't something there that was real, that you had encountered? So there's an interesting aspect that people have been reporting there, where they do see military jets flying after objects up there in the sky that have been moving, like saying a zigzag pattern and doing things that no terrestrial aircraft could. So they were clearly of ET, non-human type origin. That's one example. Another example is one team here in the Bay Area in California. A whole group of people reported seeing up to a dozen what we call flash bulbs. And what that is you'll see an object tracking across the sky at a certain luminosity. And once you determine it's not a satellite or a plane or whatever, you go down and eliminate all the natural possibilities, then you know that you possibly have an ET craft. And this particular group had instances where they would watch the craft change course, back up, do zigzagging, and then pulse up in brightness, like as bright as -2 magnitude star, or brighter than the star Sirius, which is the brightest star in our sky here. and then pulse back down and then do that repeatedly. And they would see up to a dozen of these in different parts of the sky doing behavior like that. That cannot be coincidence. That's sure. Something that's very exciting and really not man-made. And then that's probably the most one of the most dramatic encounters we've had.
And you get those reports every month. And talk about the synchronicity and the timing of when you do it and why each month.
Well, each month we choose, usually it's a Saturday. Well, actually, it's always a Saturday, which is nearest to a new moon so that we have a dark sky. And the reason we choose the 24-hour period of that Saturday is that so that our groups spread across the planet in many time zones have 24 hours in which they can join with each other, kind of coordinate. We don't choose the same exact moment because that's inconvenient for everybody in a lot of different time zones. But, you know, during the 24 hours, no matter where our team is located on Earth, they can find a few hours to join the rest of the worldwide effort. And we do that in order to build kind of a morphogenetic field of our groups, which is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. With people concentrating during this 24-hour period, we can have, we believe, a more powerful effect with contact and with being aware of each other. Another reason we do that is because many of us will never meet. We are a social community on etletstalk.org where we teach people who come there how to make this contact in a very simple way. So a lot of these people will never meet, but still knowing that you're getting together once a month and doing it on a regular basis, it's a powerful thing to know that you're part of that community and that you're bringing to your awareness all these other really cool people in these other countries who have the same interest, the same peaceful intention, and the same hopes and wishes for making contact and then co-creating a new future. And that's a powerful movement, and it's growing all the time. And once that happens, that 24-hour period, I encourage people on etletstalk.org to go to the forum there and to post their experience so that if you're a member up there, you can go and read what happened in Russia, what happened in the Philippines, what happened in Iceland, what happened in the state next to you or next door. The reports come in from a lot of different places, and by reading them there on the forum on etletstalk.org, you realize just how widespread this is. You also read in their own words from each person. Everybody's narrative is a little bit different. It's said in their own words, and it's very personal there, and you really get the idea there's a human being and a group that's behind this experience. It's not just abstract, not just a bunch of people on the map. They're real human beings who are part of your community and maybe friends of yours who've actually had these experiences, and they're talking about it with their own excitement in their own words. And again, that's very powerful because that builds a glue to the community, and it serves to inspire each other and educate each other as we go and do this from month to month to month to month. We started with this in October 2010 with 40 groups, and now we're 4,000-ish people in 50 countries, and we would like to get tens of thousands more, and that's why we invite people to come to etletstalk.org and learn how to do this in a very simple way and meet new people on the forums and join the community.
What are some of the ways people can get involved with ET Let's Talk? I know you can sign up online and newsletters and stuff like that, but what are some of the other ways that people can actually participate in spreading the word or helping out with your organization specifically? Do you have volunteer positions? I mean, what are the next steps for ET Let's Talk?
We will be doing teleconferences and webinars so that people will be able to hear other important researchers or people of note in this area, this topic area, who are fascinating people. So people can become active listeners. If you're asking how they can become participants, I would say the most powerful thing you can do is to form your own team. You can do this solo, and we have a lot of people doing it. But even if you find one or two or more people, participants that are like-minded, again, the most powerful thing you can do is to build a team, make your own contact, be part of the community, and just know that every time you're making that contact, you're offering just one more step that will make it possible for the day when those who are the controllers and who have been suppressing this will no longer be around, and that we'll be able to engage our galactic family openly on the Earth and then take the next step in our evolution. So that's what I would encourage people to do, to come to etletstalk.org, get the membership, and they'll be able to go to a map there, like a Google map, and find in their neighborhood people in neighboring cities or in the next state or the next country, and get the emails there to contact people and form groups and make new friends. So that's what I would say is another powerful thing, is build the community that way. I like to tell people that this is a network, and that means that at every node in the network, you're at the center. So the center is everywhere in our network. If any one part of the network kind of goes down, like a computer network, there are many other paths to help keep things going. There's many other nodes of people doing things, and that's very
exactly.
powerful.
Very exactly. You got to have the network. Costa, hang on one sec. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more DJ Scalar. We'll be right back with Costa.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seed Radio. We're joined by Costa, talking about the CE5 Contact Initiative. So many amazing things happening, and you, right before we went to break, you talked about some of the ways people can initiate themselves and get involved. And talk about some of the other upcoming projects and stuff you have going on. I mean, what's the next steps Once people make contact, what are the next steps people should do? Larger groups, paper, like televising it, doing, you know, live streaming, like what are the next steps to engage? And then what do we do once we engage them? Do we take it to the public ourselves? Like what are some of the steps? What are some of the plans, that you see happening?
You just started a really good list there because, in this multi-connected media world, people have the ability to, as you said, reach the public through social media, through their own networks in so many different ways. And that is exactly what I encourage people to do. We're not about just telling the community, you know, let us handle all the media and all the publicity. No, we believe everybody is their own source of media. And so you're right on when you say, Jonah, to tell people and to encourage our folks in the community to expand themselves, use their creativity. People write ebooks, people make video YouTubes of themselves talking about experiences. People put up their own pictures and videos on social sites. They reach out to their networks, and that's exactly how it's going to happen to grow more teams. It's a person-to-person kind of thing. Some of us are able to reach 10 people. Some of us, you know, may be lucky enough to have an audience of 10,000. People can create podcasts. So that's what I encourage people to do is be creative, use the means you have at hand, and let more people know that this is possible. Bring them into your network, teach them, bring them into your groups, and then encourage them to do the same thing. And that's how all the nodes in this network will grow. One thing that I also encourage people is that when we get together in our visualizations, because we use a consciousness-based protocol, the CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, which are human-initiated interactive encounters, and that means that we can use our own peaceful intentions, our meditation, our visualization, our ritual, to make contact with these civilizations. That's how they find us, through our higher frequency, our higher vibrations. And by doing that, we also ask them, you know, how we can cooperate with them. And I think every person may get different answers, but each of us has a part to play in the future of the Earth. So we've all have the way to become an activist, and we have the help of these civilizations. What they've told us through some of our messages is not to think of them as gods. They don't want that, but to think of them as elder brothers and sisters and cousins, like family, who are eager to help. They will not infringe upon our free will, but if we ask for the help and ask what we can do and work with them, we will get the response and find out in our own individual way what it is the next step that we can do. And that may be different for each person, but it's important that each person do it, because in the end you're contributing to the whole of the work by just doing your part in creating a better world, and you've got the help of the ET civilizations doing that. So ask them, talk to them. This is about interaction, growing the groups, and encouraging the ETs to show up even more. And that's what they want to hear. That's what they want, is the permission to do that. It makes them very joyous. That's what they've told us.
Awesome. Costa, thank you so much again for your service work and what you're doing and leading it. Amazing initiative, you know, peaceful contact with ET civilizations. And now in over 50 countries, over 4,000 members having contact every month. It's awesome. And you're one of many groups now doing this all over the world. So thank you so much, and always good to have you on the show. And again, your website is etletstalk.org. Costa, thank you so much. We'll have you back soon for some more updates.
Thank you very much, John. It's been a pleasure.
As always, thank you. And here's some more DJ Michael Scalar when we come back, top of the hour.